It's just in Hawaii.
Oh.
It smells like Hawaii, huh?
A little bit.
Smell that.
Yeah.
Nothing smells like anesthetic.
Smells like Hawaii.
Yeah. You gotta go on vacation. No, you're
coconut, sunburn. I'm like paid by them. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, don't
And we're joined in the media center by Ron Capps, who drove to a 3.872 at 329.58 miles per hour during the second qualifying pass. Obviously, knowing no points lead is safe, how important is it to rack up these points whenever you can?
Very. I'm ecstatic. And, you know, you don't want to seem like you're overjoyed over something so small, but those 3 points could be very important coming down to Pomona. You know, first session we had that right lane after the long, long oil down the left lane, and we thought that they gave us a little bit of an advantage over at least Robert, who's right in second, and we weren't sure how that left lane was going to be for him. He didn't make it, but neither did we, and it shook, which it never really does that on hot tracks. If anything, on a hot track, it'll just pull the tires and smoke them. Usually cool conditions, it'll shake. So when it shook on me, I coasted down there, and I told Tobler when we got back to pit area, it was bizarre. It was like a completely different car than we just won in St. Louis, and I mean way off. So he looked at everything, but they were rushing us. They gave us hardly any time to get back up here. And we probably did a quicker turnaround as we've done a race day in a long time. So we rushed back up here, and he just kind of made the calls on dreading Pennsylvania weather, because it was pretty warm there. He plugged everything in and just acted like nothing happened. So I'm not sure how it was, what happened the first run. We'll kind of go back and look at everything, but it's just that's why I'm always bragging about how these moments, you know, we may not qualify well, but there we are on race day at the end of the day in the winner's circle. And for us to go up there and not go down that first run and not gain points on Robert and to have Courtney go get 3 points on us, who's in third in points, I mean, yes, we are counting those little points to answer your question, I guess. And so that was big. And I'm sure that they're going to fire back tomorrow and try to get back on us. But tomorrow's going to be warm. Sunday, we'll absolutely see world record conditions. I mean, it's going to be weather for it. You'll probably see 340 miles per hour. And you'll probably see world records fall, without a doubt. Probably fall 4 different times. That's how good it's going to be throughout the day. So we're just trying to get our points, little points, you know, and to get there. That Mellor yellow hat for number one qualifier, we haven't had one of those in a long time, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it seemed like coming into today that these were the kind of conditions that, you know, usually we don't see you up here on Friday, but I don't remember the last time that you were up here on a Friday, but it seemed like coming into today that this was the kind of conditions that were set up well for you. Had a good opportunity to do something.
Let me tell you, we watch the weather like we're a 90-year-old lady that's been retired for 30 years sitting at home with nothing to do. I mean, it's funny how much you start thinking about so many little things coming into this weekend. I was in Hawaii doing all the Napa work, and I'll bet if you looked at my Google search, I had Ennis, Texas weather search, I bet a minimum of 50 times. I would check it daily, afternoon, anytime I got a moment. Yeah, we always seem to do well, and I always say that cool conditions like we'll see Sunday levels the playing field. It will level it for a lot of a so-so crew chief can run good and have it stick to the track. I always said the cream rose at the top when you get hot conditions like we'll see tomorrow and like we saw today. And I always brag about Tobler, and we just always race good in those conditions. So I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I was happy when I saw the 92 and 90 on Friday and Saturday, and then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 days ago, it said 69 degrees on Sunday, and I went, oh, man. Because, you know, we are running the 5-disc. These other teams are running the 6, and for whatever reason, they run better speed. Speed will not get you a record. It won't get you 20 points, and speed won't get you a championship. So it's EPs and wind lights. So with that being said, yes, we've been watching our weather like crazy. I wish it was going to be 90 again on Sunday, but I think showing what we did in St. Louis when it was cool, we ran right with Jimmy Brock every single session. We were paired up with him within a hundredth of a second in cool conditions when they are known to be good. So I think we closed the gap and we're better.
Guys are hitting your stride at the right time again, like last year.
Yeah, but gosh, this whole Pomona thing. 2.5 points, you know, Pomona is, I said it earlier on TV, the way we're treating it is this is the second to last race of the championship. It's the way we're approaching it. We're going to race like Vegas on Sunday afternoon is the championship, because there's 190 points available in Pomona. It's 1.5 points. So you could go in there with a 3-round lead, pretty cushiony, like we had last year, and just kind of keep pace and really not have to push it, and you could win a championship. But this year, with the points and a half of Pomona, it's going to be, you got to treat it like it's one race. Like years ago, NHRA had the world finals, and it was, you won the race, you were the world champion. So we're just going to race this race like it's second to last race, and we're going to race Vegas like it's the championship, and then we'll see where the points lie and go to Pomona and hope that we have a cushion. If we're lucky enough to have a points lead, because my gosh, 100, it's 100 points to win a race. Well, there'll be 190 available points for Pomona. So we just want to, this is a, I haven't won here since 98, you know, since I first met you, I think. And I haven't got a black hat because they gave that out later on. We beat the Elvis car when Priscilla Presley was here and Force ran it. We beat him in the final. It was a big deal, but I haven't won here since. Neither has Tobler. So we're itching to get a win here. I mean, it's been a long time since I've shook Billy Meyer's hand in the winter, sir.
I remember a lot of explosions here, too.
Yeah. That was the year after. Yeah. Never forget that.